All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the Thread Lads podcast. I'm your host, Justin Dorsey, and with me, as always, is my buddy, my friend, my pal, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing this week, Kevin?
Doing well.
That is fantastic to hear. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play, or wherever else podcasts are found. Thank you again, yeah, everybody, for joining us. We're back here. It is April 3rd when we record this. I guess maybe April 4th when you're listening to this, or later.
April Fool's Edition.
April Fool's Edition. Ha ha! All right. Except for I don't have any jokes planned. Did you do anything for your April Fools?
No, I just kind of made sure I was careful what I was reading on the internet.
Never believe anything
Can't believe
that
anything.
You hear or read on April Fool's Day. That should just be an alert in your phone on the calendar, because so many people fall for that stuff. Every year. It's like somebody will put out like an article about something. I almost fell for like an article about Phish headlining the Hip Hop Super Jam at Bonnaroo. And then like I saw it and I like was like, what? And clicked it. And then as I clicked it, I'm like, oh, wait, it's April 1st. And I'm just like, I'm just so into Phish that in general, like I just get excited whenever I see anything to do with them. But
Nintendo did one too, where they said all these like awesome old Zelda games are going to be remastered and put in HD for the Switch.
Yeah.
And obviously that wasn't true.
Yeah.
It's kind of cruel.
Everybody's doing that type of stuff.
I don't like it.
Tom Brady created a Twitter account and said he's retiring.
Oh, that's funny.
And obviously it was a joke and nobody believed it. Classic Tom Brady.
Classic TV12.
Being wacky. Have you ever like done a like dope April Fool's joke or anything?
No.
Like that?
No, I don't think
just
so.
Just never. Never even. It doesn't even have to be dope. It could have been terrible.
I'm just so not a fan of April Fool's, really. I mean, maybe I did when I was younger. I don't think I did, though. Have you ever done an April Fool's?
I remember when I was younger one time trying to do the bucket on the door trick.
Oh, that's a good trick.
Yeah.
Classic.
Like to my brother or something, because I think my brother got me or something.
Good
like
way
that.
To get whooped.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever. I'm just a younger brother anyway. That was going to happen regardless. Saran wrap over the toilet.
Oh, that's pretty hilarious.
That is good if somebody falls for it.
I would like to Saran wrap a car, actually.
You would like to Saran wrap a car?
Yeah, Saran wrap someone else's car. Not mine, obviously.
Yeah, no shit.
Because that would be annoying.
I'm trying to think if there's any other. Yeah, I'm not. I haven't been a big prankster in my day.
Yeah,
it's not really been my move. And I'm trying to think if there was anything that I've like really been a part of that was a joke. And there probably has been that I just can't think of off the top of my head. Probably should have thought about this a little bit more.
The best prank I've ever seen was actually when we were in high school, and it wasn't an April Fool's joke. It was the class above us did their senior. I think it was either the class above us or two classes above us. But their senior prank was that they all met out in the hollow. The hollow.
As like we called it, it's just a big lawn that was at our school.
Yeah, and they like, there was all these people lined up in the back, and someone dressed as Darth Vader walked out to the center.
Oh yeah, they had this big
fight
thing,
and then everyone ran. And I happened to be in math class, which was like right in front of the hollow at the time. And I'm just staring there, like, what is going on? But it was so good. That was perfect.
That was good. I don't see. In my opinion, that's not really a prank though.
But
that's
an
orchestrated.
Well, yeah, it was an orchestrated
type of just. I don't know.
It
like
was a
senior type of.
Well, it's not your classic senior prank of like, you know, trashing the cafeteria or something like that.
I always wanted to find a cow, because we definitely could have found a cow.
In Towson?
Not like in Towson, but the amount of people that went to our school live out in the middle of nowhere. If we got a cow and we put it up on the second floor of Wheeler.
How are we going to transport that cow? I don't even think we had elevators in Wheeler.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Cows can go upstairs, but they can't go downstairs.
That's awful.
Because they're cruel. Arthritis.
They're arthritis.
Yeah. All cows have arthritis. That's why whenever it's about to thunderstorm or whatever, they're always like laying in the fields because it hurts.
Even calves have arthritis.
I don't know about the calves.
I don't know how cows. Accurate this is.
That's accurate. Look that shit
I mean, I
up.
Guess there is a lot of weight on their little nub legs, but...
Right. That's why they can't walk downstairs as well.
I don't know.
They would have had to, like, hella back it out.
Accurate, something. But I don't know enough it about cows. It is accurate.
Why would I just make something up like that? Do you think I just made up that cows
it sounds like you have, made like, it up. It sounds like you definitely made it up.
Issues. All sorts of animals have all sorts of different medical conditions. Are you still searching this up?
I am looking it up. According to Vice, oh no, VC, Virginia Tech.
Yeah, that's a little bit
in better. Beef cattle, mycoplasma most commonly goes to the joints where it can cause a crippling arthritis and inflammation of tendons and fluid in the joint.
So I was right. So, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, it does make, they do have little tiny legs with a big, like, thick, beefy, like, midsection.
Want to throw any more adjectives
their
into
back, sometimes do you ever see a cow, it's like they slope down, sound like their backs, like it doesn't look like a healthy animal.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not out there in the wild anymore.
Yeah, and we probably just bred them,
like there
like
used
dumb,
to be like just wild not good bulls and, I don't know how yeah, that even
bison,
used to work,
dude.
Huh?
Bison.
Well, bison is
or
a
buffalo.
Different, those are different animals than the cow.
Yeah, but that's all the same family.
Yeah, they're hooved animals and like four-legged hooved animals. But like before the cow was kind of domesticated, how was the cow living? Was it just cows and bulls and fields like out in the middle of nowhere? Like I feel like cows would just be easy prey to pick off. But I guess there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Probably. Where did the cows originate? Were they, is their origin in Europe or?
You know,
well, I guess it would have to be Europe.
Yeah. I guess so. That's like horses. Apparently, like they started in North America, then went to Europe, then came back or something. Or it's different than my.
Yeah, well, some they weird think thing. That they could have gotten over. This is speculation. Off the top of my head,
hard speculation.
They went across the whatever that strait is.
Oh, the Bering Strait.
Is which one is that?
No, it was the ice, the like the land,
the
Pangaea.
No, it wasn't. There was like a land bridge that existed between like where Alaska is,
yeah,
and Asia.
When is Pangaea?
It didn't know. This is after Pangaea, still. Pangaea was,
yeah, yeah. The Bering Strait, I was right, is the Strait of the Pacific which separates Russia and Alaska.
Yeah, okay. So I think there used to be
frozen.
A land bridge,
yeah, one time
that horses could get across.
I've got the lowdown on cow.
What do you mean the lowdown?
About 10,000 years ago, ancient people domesticated cows from wild aurochs, which are bovine.
What the hell is that?
It's a bovine that are 1.5 to 2 times as big as domestic cattle. That's
oh my
huge...
God. Cows are huge already.
This happened in two separate events, one in the Indian subcontinent and one in Europe. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
So there used to be cows that were just like double the size that they are.
Well, that makes sense that nothing wants to mess with that because they would just stomp you probably. It'd be like a hippo, but like less aggressive, I guess.
Right.
Interesting.
But less aggressive, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, like hippos are vicious. Hippos kill more hippos kill more people than any other animal.
It's the most
in
dangerous
Africa.
Animal.
Yeah, yeah, it's the most dangerous animal. And they're vegetarians too. But they're very protective and they have those just chompers.
Yeah, they've got those chompers.
They'll ruin you.
Yeah, they will just wreck a person or anything. Really. Okay, so the auroch had massive horns.
Auroch? How do you spell auroch? Let me see a picture.
A-U-R-O-C-H-S.
Let me see his picture. Are you looking at a picture of one right now?
No, I'm looking
of
at
an artist's rendering.
Yeah, it's
of
an
what
artist.
They believe
it's an artist rendering.
Auroch was supposed to. I don't think you're saying that right. By the way,
it doesn't matter. All right, here it is. Hold on. For all you
saying it doesn't matter. This is coming from a person who the other day was going on.
It looks like
the
bowl.
History of the word of bear and
bruin. Oh, which brings me to we learned. See, this was one of the April Fool's situations we had where I learned this interesting thing about how the word for bear has may or may not have been lost, and I didn't know whether or not it was an April Fool's joke.
And if you're confused out there, but what he means by the name bear was lost.
In Old English or whatever.
I was also very confused when he was going on this spiel.
Apparently, in the old English in Europe, they had a word for bear, but they dare not speak it because superstition believed that it might summon one. So they called it a bruin, which meant the brown one. And so the original word that they said, but there's some, the Greek word was, I forget what that was. It doesn't really matter at this point, but then
it
went from that.
Was this all a joke? Was this all
Arcticos, I believe, or something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It wasn't a joke. No, it came out way before April Fool's joke, but it ended up.
That's such a weird thing.
It ended up turning out to be one of the best Reddit threads I've ever read, because it led me to this Bible passage, which is now my new favorite Bible passage that I've ever read in my entire life.
What Bible
passage? And now that we're on it, I'm going to read it because it is just fantastic.
Yeah, I was hoping. Please.
From Kings.
Enlighten us. From Kings?
Kings,
what
yes.
book is Kings?
It's in the Old Testament.
Is it?
Yeah.
In the what Bible? The Christian Bible?
Yeah, the Christian Bible.
I don't know if that's
from there. Elisha
I think
went
that
up
might
to,
be a Hebrew Bible.
From there, Elisha went up to Bethel. As he was walking along the road, some boys came out of the town and jeered at him. "Get out of here, Baldy," they said. "Get out of here, Baldy." He turned around,
loose translation.
It's very loose. He turned around, looked at them, and called down a curse on them in the name of the Lord. Then two bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the boys, and he went on
42
to...
42 of the boys? There was 42 boys calling this guy Baldy? 42. And that's just assuming he killed all of the boys. So there's like a group of possibly 50-plus
I don't know
boys
what...
yelling at this man.
Actually, that's a good...
Baldy. And then he said, "I don't like that. God... fuck these kids," and then the bears come out and kill them.
But that's actually, see, I did not understand what the moral of that story was, but you made a good point because I wasn't really thinking about that. 42 teenagers is scary. If there's 42 teenagers making fun of you, you might need a couple bears.
Well,
to
I don't
them.
Know if you know much about the Bible, but they tended to.
We went to Catholic school.
Some
for
of the
seven
numbers,
years,
some of the numbers are a little.
You went for
sketchy.
7 years too, right?
I went to Catholic school my entire life.
All right, so I went. 7 years, you
went
like 12.
I went Catholic school from kindergarten through college.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, through college. That's right. You went to a...
All of my schooling was... No, I went to a LaSallian college, actually.
Oh, LaSallian.
Franciscan Brothers. But, yeah, all of my schooling was done within the Catholic Church parameters, basically. That's why I'm I don't think Kings is a book in the Christian Bible, first of all. I think that's the Hebrew Bible.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's probably the Old, yeah,
but,
the Old Testament.
I don't get the point of that story either.
Well, I'd imagine now that you made a good point that if there's that many kids making fun of you,
back to what I was saying.
It's the 11th book of the Old Testament.
The Bible tended to embellish some numbers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, what, Moses was like 900 something years old?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But so I understand the morals of those stories. I'm not quite certain what
the moral of that story
of the moral of this story is.
Like, if a bunch of kids are making fun of you, God will kill them. Like, what is that?
I know you could strike down children.
Or is that just to like scare children into not
jeering at people?
And jeering at people.
At old bald men.
Two bears came and mauled all these
that
children.
That is horrible.
I swear to God.
Such
like
a maimed children. And then what? You just walk over them? Oh, yeah. Peace.
That is the biggest like turn in any literature of any stories. What the Old Testament to the New Testament.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Where God, the Old Testament, God is the most vengeful. Like,
yeah, he's mauling
the
kids.
Most evil. Like, not evil, but like not, he's super vengeful. He's strong with the hand. He's very
iron fist.
Yeah,
well,
very
we don't
iron
to,
fist.
We don't need
Jesus
to go
comes
too,
along.
We don't need to go too far into it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Religious, but all I'll say is I wanted to read that passage at the wedding, and I got to know.
Why would you read that?
Because where that's
what
so,
would you read that? What would that say about your marriage?
It could say anything. We don't really know.
Yeah, that's probably like why your fiance does not want
it
you
could
to
mean
read that
so many things. It could just mean like keep to the path, or
why would it mean keep to the path? Nothing about that says keep to what
be
path?
Be strong and keep to your path, and God will strike down your enemies or people who are just slightly making
but
fun
it,
of you.
It wasn't just strike down your Wall. Enemies. He specifically was like Jesus, or like he was specifically like
he
God.
He cursed them in the name of the Lord.
He's like, God, curse these.
So aggressive.
Curse these children. for making fun of me.
Children, too. Their whole lives
and their children, change. Yeah, yeah. Like,
not
right.
anymore. Although, they mauled the kids, so they might not have killed them. Maybe just ripped
also,
an arm
you
off.
Said teenagers. Teenagers were adults back in that
That's time. True. That's a good point.
So these kids were like
they
were nine.
They were like nine, yeah.
Calling this dude Baldy, and then a bunch of, and two bears mauled all of them. Because,
maybe,
you know.
God. Maybe the author of that passage was bald.
Maybe.
it's a sore spot for him.
I don't know. I don't even know where to go with this any further. I think we've exhausted how deep we can get into this book of this random Kings. Passage out of the Book of Kings in the Old Testament of the Bible. But yeah, getting back to generally, because this, I don't know how we got to this after talking about April Fool's Day jokes.
Oh yeah,
and stuff. But like, but yeah, I can't think of any good April Fool's Day stuff. But
there's never
I am
been a good
really
one.
Freaking annoyed. I'm done. Like. With allergies, I cannot get my nose to stop freaking running. I know. Whatever.
Yeah. No, stop clicking.
Kevin's getting annoyed because I'm clicking my pen, but I have not been able to stop sniffing. I keep sneezing all freaking week. And this is my least favorite part of the spring. I love the spring. I love every part of the spring and warm weather and everything. But allergies, oh my God, I can't stop.
Yeah. The thing is, though, you sound like you're just sick. So you might just have a cold. Because it was like 30 degrees the other day, and it's 70.
I might have a cold. I have this little chest thing that's gone on.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're sick. Sounds
this,
like less
this
allergy.
Nose thing came out of nowhere.
Well, maybe it's a tandem.
When did you become a doctor?
I'm just saying.
Leave me alone.
When in, you know.
When in what?
Connections. I'm just trying to think of something.
Yeah, good.
Whatever, bro. All I'm saying is take your meds. I've got some Sudafed if you want. That stuff will dry you up.
I took
it will keep you up
some
all
Allegra.
Night,
I don't need to take that now, then.
Yeah, it's a little late for that.
I took some Allegra, so we'll see how that works. I think it takes a little while for that stuff to kind of build up into your system.
I definitely agree
with
that. You
get used to taking those things, too. And I probably started a little late.
This might be boring for the non-allergy people out here, but I will say Allegra works the best out of all of them, I believe.
Well, yeah, Allegra. I've been taking Allegra since I was, like, freaking in middle school. I remember one time having a really bad allergy reaction. My eyes got all red and watery, and, like, I was super sensitive to light in my eyes. Ooh. Like, going outside, like, I couldn't see.
Whoa.
And my eyes would just tear up constantly, and it was miserable, and it would be painful because of the allergies. And then I started taking Allegra. That was when it had to be a prescription.
Yeah.
And I had to get it from my doctor, and now they sell it in the stores.
OTC. So. Have you ever had a migraine?
I've never had a migraine.
I've had one migraine in my life about 4 or 5 years ago now. It was triggered by allergies, I'm pretty sure. And it completely, I felt bad for any time I've ever like thought down on someone for like having to like leave early or something for having a migraine. It was debilitating.
Did you look down on people that left work?
Not really,
early
but
for migraine?
I had never experienced it. So I was like, oh, it's a headache. You know what I mean? It's not.
Oh no.
It's
serious, serious like pain. I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, what made me think of it was you saying.
How did you know that you had a migraine?
So what happened, you saying the light sensitivity thing, I was driving to work one day and everything just seemed super bright, like weirdly bright to me on the drive to work. And I didn't know why. I was just like, oh, this is weird. But it was like to the point where I was like, I had my sunglasses on, but it was still like the morning. So it wasn't even that bright out. And I got to work and then it just started getting worse and worse. It was like just banging in my head to all I could do was like I couldn't even drive home. I just had to sit there and like cover my eyes. And
Jesus.
Then it finally subsided a little bit to where I could drive home. And I just sat in the dark with the TV on. But like I turned like away from the TV and just like listen to it on low in the complete dark until it like subsided. It was awful.
Oh my God.
It was terrible. That's the only time it's the one and only time it's happened.
Yeah. I know a couple of people that have gotten them and I just hear they're miserable.
Yeah.
And I just thank God that I've never actually had one.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound great.
I feel bad for anyone that has to deal with like chronic migraines or something. Apparently sometimes you catch them right in the beginning. Like if I've probably taken like, medicine right with that light
thing. I
know they
have like Excedrin,
yeah,
like migraine or whatever.
But anyway,
No, that would suck. But allergies suck too. But probably not as bad as migraines.
It all sucks.
Oh, All right. So I don't know if you've seen this story. Like, we here at the Thread Lads podcast, we're big Nicolas Cage fans.
Huge.
Anything that he does on or off the screen, we are all about. I'm a big Nick Cage supporter. On my water bottle that I use every day, I've got a nice picture or a sticker, Nick Cage sticker, of his face from Raising Arizona.
Nice.
Repeated over and over again in the shape of Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've got a sticker. I've got a sticker of him taped in my computer tool bag.
Nice. That's what's up. So yeah, we're big Nick Cage fans here, and if you're not, we suggest you hop on board. But a story that just came out this week: Nick Cage filed for an annulment to his wife after just 4 days of marriage.
Wow.
He filed for an annulment with his girlfriend, Erica Koike.
Koike?
I don't know how to say that. Claiming he was too drunk to understand what he was doing.
Whoa.
This wedding happened in Las Vegas.
Vegas? Oh, man.
Yeah. It was 4 days after his freaking wedding. I couldn't even imagine something like that.
What do you have to find out about someone, or just like, or I guess, yeah.
Well, okay. I can get into that a little bit, at least what he was thinking as a result of his intoxication.
Yeah, let's hear that.
When Koki or whatever suggested to Cage that they should marry, Cage reacted on impulse and said, "Yeah, definitely," because he was just so hammered or something, I guess. Oh. And then he wasn't really aware of Erica's relationship with another person.
What?
And that she failed to disclose a criminal history.
That includes
prior DUI charges that she still has to face in court in June.
That's not a good look.
Yeah, he didn't know any of this stuff.
So they didn't have like a relationship before this?
Well, no, they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, like they had a
relationship. Like, they were going out for some time. I'm not 100%.
Some time. And he didn't know about all that. He didn't know that she was in a relationship with someone else.
No. Well, apparently not.
Jeez.
But they've been apparently romantically linked since April of 2018.
You know what? I would deny the annulment. I'd be like, you didn't know this about the person that you've been dating for a year?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, unless it was hidden, unless it was like hidden from. I guess she hid it.
Yeah, and it's only like a couple of years off of a divorce too. Apparently,
she was probably so psyched. She's like, "Yes, I got him. And I'm gonna get that money. I'm gonna be able to pay this DUI."
Yeah, right before he shot that film Mandy, he got divorced from his prior wife.
That was a great flick.
I actually still haven't seen it.
It was great.
I really wanted
way
to
better
see
than
it.
Bangkok Dangerous.
I did not see that either.
I saw that in theaters in college. One of the
worst movies you've ever seen. You can say that. That's fine.
One of the worst Cage movies.
I don't think anybody's really expecting much out of a movie called Bangkok Dangerous.
I put it slightly.
It's not even a coherent sentence or two words put together in a normal manner.
What's your favorite Cage movie? Mine's Gone in 60 Seconds.
Ooh.
Hands down, Gone in 60 Seconds.
I think.
Angelina Jolie. Actually, that
it's
movie has like a
either
billion people in it.
Con Air.
Oh, Con Air.
Or
The Rock.
Or Face Off.
Oh, Face Off.
Face Off is great.
Oh.
That was on AMC like a couple weekends ago, and I came in like 30 minutes late, and I just watched the entire rest of the movie.
I wouldn't mind watching Face Off.
It was so good.
That's a great
John
movie.
John Travolta and Nick Cage at their peak. Peak performances.
That movie is absurd. Movie.
It is insane. None of it makes sense.
No.
Well, it
kind of, in theory.
In theory, certain things do make sense.
It's a great movie.
A lot of it doesn't make sense, but it is fantastic action movie. A+. I challenge anybody out there to find a more entertaining action movie than Face Off. So I guess that's my answer.
All right,
I guess Face Off is my answer.
That's a great movie. A great choice.
God, I love that
great
movie.
Cage movie.
Yeah, anytime it comes on, I have to sit down and get into it. But yeah, we just thought we'd update all of our fans about our favorite actor. Speaking of actors, we tried to go see the movie Us.
Yeah, we did.
Last
we
week.
We tried.
On Friday. Like, we were talking about it during this podcast or when we were recording this podcast last week. And we decided to go see it on Friday, but we forgot to buy the tickets to the movie.
For like a brand new movie.
To the hottest movie in the country on a Friday night at 7:30.
Yeah.
And we didn't. And this is the type of movie theater that you get your reserved seats to where you sit. Pre-selected
seats.
And when we looked at the theater, it was just the front row of seats.
That is the good and bad about that, where it's like, if we just bought tickets not knowing, we could have gotten there early and had a chance to...
But then you're not buying the tickets and just getting stuck with the front row.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know where you're going to be. You're not just, like, going to show up and have to risk it.
There's been plenty of times that we've gone to movies, like, especially, like, high school, college days, where we showed up late because we were always late to stuff. And then had to sit front row.
And it's the worst viewing experience ever.
It's so bad.
It's terrible. I don't understand why they don't push front rows in movie theaters back.
Yeah.
Or just remove that row.
Just remove... Because, they're trying to sell those tickets.
Well, yeah, but they could expand the movie theater a little bit. Yeah, the dimensions. They could
do something.
Every single movie theater in the country, the front row is the worst that no one wants to be at. So I don't understand why when they designed movie theaters, because they're still making movie theaters. This Towson movie theater is only like
a few
years old.
Yeah.
Well, when they're designing these movie theaters, I don't know why they... still design them with the front row being such a terrible seat.
I
don't understand that. Why have we not
thought about
that? Nobody wants to sit in that seat. Well, so why don't you just...
And if you're not front middle, like front middle maybe, but like when you're off to the side in the front row, you might as well just walk out.
Yeah, like, I always say one of the worst overhyped movies I've ever seen is Avatar, but part of the reason was I was in the front row. And I was also wearing glasses, and it was a 3D show. 3D
front row?
It was 3D front row, and I had glasses that I had to put the 3D glasses over.
Ugh.
It was the worst movie experience of my life.
Avatar already is super overrated.
And just the story of that sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's just the story.
It really wasn't that good.
It's the story of, like...
I actually don't like Avatar. People coming I thought it was not
to,
good.
Like, America, in the Native America. Like, it's terrible. It's a terrible story. It is visually stunning. I'll give it that.
That happened to me, though, when Star Wars Force Awakens was coming out. I pre-advanced, because they announced the movie, or they, like, announced that you could buy tickets during a Monday Night Football game. And I was like half a second late or whatever, so I was buying the tickets, and I guess the only tickets I got were front row. I don't think I could reserve them, though. But anyway, it was 3D also, and when we got there, I was front court. I had to see the movie again because I missed, it was ridiculous.
It's not good.
It's not even 3D from the side.
I don't know why they continue to do that. Maybe that should have been my grind my gears this week, but that shit doesn't make any sense.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, anyway, we were going to
go see Us. It didn't work out. Unfortunately, but I've heard good things.
Well, yeah, it had 100% for a while. I think it's at 95 still.
What were you about to say?
Just a quick review, though. I ended up, had a little bit of under the weather feeling on Saturday from imbibing a little too much on Friday night, and ended up turning on this Netflix show with our boy Idris Elba, where he plays a DJ. It's only like 8 episodes long.
Oh,
like 20 minute episodes.
So I think I saw
Turn Up Charlie.
Yeah, right.
Really good. It's actually really good. It's like set in London and slash Ibiza. And
we're going to Ibiza.
Apparently he's a DJ in real life.
Who?
Like Idris Elba.
Really?
Yeah, it's like DJ.
Wait, not
DJ Ebes or something. I forget his name. It's pretty funny.
What do you mean he's a real DJ?
He DJs in real life. That's like a side project or whatever.
I knew he used to be a bouncer back in the day before his acting shit really hopped off.
He's bodied up
and everything.
It's a good show though. Check it out. Turn Up Charlie. It's about like he has like a one-hit wonder in the 90s, and he's fallen off.
Yeah, but I remember seeing something about that.
Yeah, I turned it on a whim because I had other stuff to do and ended up just watching the whole thing.
Nice.
It was great, though.
Oh, sorry. I, like, lost track of what I was talking about. But, yeah.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
I'm dripping over here. These allergies are killing me.
That was the worst thing.
Snot come out my nose.
Oh God,
it's terrible.
But
it's
I knew as we were planning on seeing this movie. I was so excited to see Us on Friday night.
I know
I went to Target at my lunch break that day and bought like just boxes of candy that I was going to smuggle into the movie theater allegedly, And then we didn't go, and I was just stuck with, like, 9 boxes of assorted candies.
Yeah. What candies did you get, by chance? What are your movie candy choices?
See, that's the thing. I know I have my own movie choice, but I try to get an assortment because, you know, for everyone.
Yeah, for everyone.
So I took a picture because I forget exactly what I got. But I got Reese's Pieces because those are my favorite. Got a couple boxes of those. Got peanut M&Ms, Junior Mints.
All good choices so far.
Sour Patch Kids. Sour Patch Kids, Junior Mints. I forgot. I got some other stuff too. I forget. But just boxes and boxes of candy.
Nice.
Because Target has great. Oh, it's also Easter, I guess. So there might have been a candy sale going on.
But Target always has a good selection of candy.
Yeah, they do.
They have like a whole aisle devoted
to it. Yeah, that's where I was. I was in that aisle. That was a great aisle. Yeah. And they sell those the boxes are only like 99 cents each, and they're pretty huge. So yeah. I was just like, oh, I get like that's everything.
Right, exactly. And it's a fourth of the price that you would get at the movie theater.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been a big candy person at the movie theaters. Yeah, I am popcorn. Always popcorn icy.
All about the corn? Oh, icy?
Blue icy popcorn. Because I never really eat that stuff outside of going to the movie theater. Yeah. So when I go to the movie, and I never go to the movies.
Yeah.
So when I go to the movies, I'm like, all right, I'm getting my big ass popcorn.
Love a
with
corn.
Some butter and some salt and my icy. And then I'm going to have a stomach ache by 10 minutes into the movie.
Not even
because I've eaten all of half this bag through the previews.
The previews, yeah. I always do that too. I try to put it like under my seat. But it's like you want to eat it, it's all warm and delicious.
It's
warm
and it's right there. It's just a big thing sitting right in front of you. It's impossible not to eat.
Oh, man. Icy, though. I'm not about the icy, though. I always regret getting the icy.
Why do you regret getting the icy?
It turns into that like what? Liquid on the bottom like when it's not icy anymore.
Yeah, you're not drinking it fast enough.
Oh, I'm not a fan.
If it gets watery at the bottom, it should just be like water because you sucked all the syrup out.
Ew.
It's great. It's fantastic. And it pairs well. With
the corn,
popcorn,
yeah, the salty,
that
sweet.
Salty sweet situation is great.
Are you one of those people that puts like throws M&Ms in their popcorn?
No,
I'm not that.
I really generally don't like to fuck with my popcorn. I'm a classic popcorn.
Classic corn.
Occasionally, I'll sprinkle some Old Bay on there.
Okay, I did.
Do,
yeah,
like, switch it up, but I'm not. I don't really.
I'm not the salty sweet.
Get all crazy with my popcorn. I don't like to put snow caps on my popcorn.
No, I don't even really like snow caps that much.
Ooh.
I'm Reese's Pieces. Controversial. Reese's Pieces are bust.
Oh, I am big Reese's Pieces.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take Reese's Pieces.
I ate all those Reese's Pieces this weekend, and I'm on a kind of like a wedding eat healthy diet kick, and I ruined it this weekend.
Yeah, I would imagine
I ate all that candy this weekend.
You ate all that
almost
candy?
Almost all. Rachel and I crushed
doing
that
what?
Candy.
What? We're just sitting around.
I was watching Turn Up Charlie, man. Just crush. It's the worst too because you like walk to the kitchen, grab a handful of Reese's Pieces, and then like 2 seconds later, you're like, I'm gonna grab another handful of those Reese's. And next thing you know, it's the box is gone.
Oh my God. I mean, it's true. It's true. I'm that way with like Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
See, and I'll just start. Once I start, I'll just like mindlessly just keep eating them. And I don't even like realize I'm just popping one back.
I can't eat the Sour Patch Kids because that coarse dust causes canker sores. But like,
oh, I forgot you are a canker sore bitch.
It was hilarious though because my dog Nismo licked a Sour Patch Kid and she made this weird tongue. She kept trying to lick it. I was like, what are you doing?
I remember the one dog that I used to have like lick a lemon one time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so funny the reaction because she was all about it and then she like then sniffs it, then gives it a lick and it's just like,
yeah, this
like freaks out.
It's hilarious.
Probably
terrible for her.
But this did get us thinking, what are your top snack foods of all time, generally speaking?
Top snack foods. As much as I just talked about candy and stuff, I'm really not a big candy person. I really generally
I'm not a big candy person either.
Usually the only time I'll eat candy is like around maybe like Christmas holiday-ish time because like it's around.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like maybe a movie. But
some people just like always snack on candy. I rarely do. Occasionally I'll have like craving here and there or whatever, but that's very few and far between.
Me too.
And I probably won't go out of my way to ever get candy.
There's
like some candy in the office and it's like a Twix, like a fun size Twix, I'm like, oh, I'm snagging.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Oh, that's true. Halloween time, I'll eat a couple of those fun size, like, or like a Reese's cup or something.
Yeah.
But I'd much prefer like a bag of pretzels or like like crackers or something over. Like, I like salty snacks. I get like.
I do like salty snacks a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm a fan as well.
Unless it's pie.
All right, but yeah, but I made
what are your top snack foods of all time? This was just making me think, because we've talked about this a little bit earlier, and I was thinking there should be a snack food hall of fame. What would be the snack?
Oh.
Because I feel like top hall snacks and snack food hall of fame are completely different categories.
Okay, well, if we're talking hall of fame, I've got a couple on here. I've got at least one that should definitely be.
All right, let's go into your top snacks.
But see, some of this, one of these is definitely in the hall of fame.
What? What is it?
Well, it was going to be my number one snack. I was going to end
with that. Is this going to be a countdown?
Well, it was kind of a countdown.
David Letterman stuff.
We don't have to do a countdown. Actually, I just want to say it
now. All right. We can do it. We can do it.
No, no. Now I just want to start. My number one snack food is kind of a throwback, too, but should also be in the Hall of Fame, Dunkaroos.
Ooh, Dunkaroos. I never liked Dunkaroos.
You didn't like Dunkaroos?
I didn't like the icing.
Pull time snack.
I don't.
You didn't like the icing?
I would rather just eat all the cookies.
The cookies were good.
The icing used to give me a stomachache.
Yeah, I definitely got stomachache.
That icing tasted just like manufactured sugar.
Yeah, it just sit on a shelf for like a year.
That's all it tasted like. I don't think that belongs in the snack.
I used to barely use like a little bit of the icing on each cookie cracker thing, and then on the very last one, I would like just like scoop it out and make like a mega icing.
That's crazy. So that's your number one snack of all time.
That was my number one throwback snack of all time. My number one snack of all time. See, I didn't know if I could add this because it's kind of a combination. Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa.
No, it's kind of like two, but it goes together.
That is definitely a snack.
Yeah.
I think that would fit into
like a one.
What a snack is.
Yeah.
Because
I'm not going to eat salsa by itself.
Yeah, nobody's eating salsa by themselves.
Yeah.
I guess you could technically eat tortilla chips by itself, but that wouldn't be as good.
All right, I'll just run through a few of these real quick.
But first of all, Dunkaroos is not making the Hall of Fame.
Well, yes, it is.
It is not making the Hall of
what
Fame.
What are some of your Hall of Fame picks?
Well, I mean, if you're going snack Hall of Fame, chips and salsa, pretzels, popcorn,
Doritos,
Cool Ranch or nacho cheese.
No, Greg.
See,
I'm not about the Cool Ranch. I never like.
Cool Ranch is good. Also, Cool Ranch doesn't make your fingers orange for 2 weeks.
But it still leaves dust. Like, it still leaves dust.
But it's easy. You rinse that off.
You can rinse off the cheese dust.
No, you can't, dude. Your fingers are stained orange. I don't know whatever chemical is in that fake-ass cheese.
It definitely stains.
It stains.
You cannot be wearing a white shirt.
It's like when you put tomato sauce in Tupperware. It, like, stains it.
That's true. It does.
Like, you need high...
It stains.
Yeah, you need like alcohol to get it off, like immediately.
That's true. Yeah, you gotta run.
That's why I'm saying I believe that the Cool Ranch Dorito is a slightly better product, even though the nacho cheese Dorito is a classic.
You know what I like? Dipping the nacho cheese Doritos in salsa. It's delicious.
That is a good move.
Yeah.
I actually really like that move. You know what I miss a lot, though?
What?
3D Doritos.
Oh, my. I hated those.
What?
I hated
those. Oh, my God. I loved 3D Doritos.
Just get that bite of air in there.
I love that shit.
It made me want to gag.
That like, puffy. It's just, like real. It was real smooth and crisp. You just pop those shit back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I
could
not
disagree with you more on that one.
I couldn't disagree with you more on Dunkaroos. So, I
forgot about 3D Doritos.
Oh, 3D Doritos. That's like the one thing I wish they brought back more than anything in the world.
Oh.
I loved 3D Doritos.
Man.
There's something satisfying about just like popping that bubble of air.
Ew, that was the worst part for me.
Oh my God.
I didn't
God.
Like that
Are you kidding
burst
me?
Of air in there.
God.
All right.
That's wild. What is some of your other snack food?
Cheese and crackers / charcuterie boards in general. Any kind of like cheese, cracker, meat mix.
Yeah.
That's on my top list. Pretzel crisps also go. I don't know if anyone's ever had pretzel crisps.
Delicious. The thin pretzels. Yeah, those with hummus is one of the best snacks ever.
Yeah, I actually actively don't allow myself to eat the pretzel crisps because I'm addicted to them. Like, I will eat a whole bag.
Oh yeah,
of those.
They're really easy to throw back.
That's food science right there. Like,
they're more satisfying to eat than regular pretzels too.
Definitely
for some reason.
It's like the flatness of it. Yeah, it's like
more satisfying.
That's what I'm saying. That was genetically modified to appeal to taste buds, in some way. Not genetically, but chemically modified. Anyway, whatever. All right, Goldfish is on my top list. Big fan
goldfish
of Goldfish.
Is good. You know what? Controversial. I like the pretzel Goldfish.
I love the pretzel
more
goldfish.
More than the regular goldfish.
I don't know if... that's close. I do love the pretzel goldfish. I think I like them about the same.
Are you a Cheez-Its or Cheez Nip person?
I am a... Which one's the one that has slightly more salt on it?
I don't know. Like,
I think I'm Cheez Nips. I have no idea. I think Cheez Nips is the one I like. Okay. Oh, you know what's better than Goldfish? Whales. You can get them at like Target and Walmart.
Oh, that knockoff shit?
They put so much salt on them. Right. Oh my gosh.
That's bad. I know.
They kind of taste like Cheez-Its.
When's the last time you had your blood pressure?
Recently. I've got phenomenal blood pressure, yeah. I drink a lot of water. Just,
as you get older.
Drink a lot of water.
Those salty
stuff. Well, I'm not just crushing whales.
What's the one that has more salt on it?
There's some salt.
That's crazy.
Salt's not that bad for you. Salt's apparently
pretty
good. What do
you mean salt's not that bad?
It's, you know, moderation.
Yeah, like everything else.
Yeah.
The regular potato chip would also be in the snack food hall of fame. Just the plain potato chip.
Classic potato chip. I agree. That's definitely in the hall of fame.
That's in the hall of fame. Get your Dunkaroo shit out of here.
Graham crackers with peanut butter. Kind of a family snack situation, but I love that combination.
I used to eat graham crackers when I was younger, but I used to just dip them in milk.
Yeah. They're versatile.
I never really had it. Graham crackers with peanut butter, you're just asking for a dry sticky.
That's what everyone says. It's not dry. It's peanut butter dry, dude.
Peanut butter's
like moist. I disagree.
That oil dissipates real quick in your mouth.
I like it.
And the dryness of the graham cracker just takes away all the moisture out of your mouth. I'm not saying I don't enjoy it.
Okay. Reese's Pieces are one of my sweet snacks on my list. Reese's Pieces / Reese's Cups.
Is that your favorite candy? What's your favorite candy?
Reese's Cups.
The classic Reese's Cups.
Reese's Cups refrigerated.
See, I like the mini Reese's Cups better than regular Reese's.
I like those a lot too. Those the ones you get like in the little foil thing.
Yeah, like around Christmas time, they always like drop those.
Part of that is nostalgia.
Like my mom around Christmas every year would always have this big bowl of the Christmas mini Reese's, and that was my favorite ish. But like,
yeah, those are great.
Those are fantastic.
I think I might like those more than the regular Reese's. Now that you say that, I think I might also, because you can you can just crush them, pop them back.
Like you can eat them in different fashions. I used to eat them in weird ways when I was like a little kid.
Like the edges or something.
Like to eat the edges, or like I would like bite like the top off.
Fruit snacks. I used to do that too. Did you ever eat those fruit snacks in the little bag?
Fruit snacks is the most generic thing you could ever say. Yeah. What do you mean fruit snacks?
Like there was those little gummy fruit snacks that would come in like the package, like in kid lunch.
Sure.
I used to just gummies. I used to organize them by color, and then I would eat my least favorite color ones first.
Oh, that's OCD.
No, I think it was just I didn't want to eat. I wanted to save the best flavors for last. How do you feel about
that strict organization is really...
How do you feel about fruit roll-up versus fruit by the foot?
Good question.
I was a fruit by the foot person.
I think I would be fruit by the foot. I mean, I ate both of them and enjoyed them both as kids.
I didn't turn either down.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
They're different products. Do they still do fruit roll-ups?
I have no idea. I don't think so. Fruit roll-ups were
really weird.
They would also rip your teeth out of your mouth.
It was a really weird product. I don't know. It wasn't the same consistency as fruit by the foot.
It was completely different.
I don't know what it was. And they used to have shapes in like them that they poked out. But they're like, this is like a sticky candy. This is impossible.
At one point, you could tattoo yourself with it.
I remember that. That's right.
You should not be tattooing yourself with snacks.
That shit. It's just sugar. Yeah. Literally is melted sugar, just pressed.
I guess like kids don't have like arm hair yet, so they don't have to worry about that or whatever. I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because like if you're tattooing, you're gonna get arm hair or whatever.
No, you definitely can't.
I'm trying to think of like pool snacks that we did as a kid. I used to like those like peanut butter crackers or you know like the like cheese crackers with peanut butter.
When I was at the pool, I used to always get the little microwavable pizza.
They had those at the pool? Or like you brought those to the pool?
No, they had them at the snack bar, dude.
Oh, see, I never had like a hot snack. Well, I guess they did have
pizza.
Well,
it was just literally a microwave.
They're just popping a Red Baron back there.
Yeah.
Those are good.
That was my jam at the pool, dude. I love that shit.
Those Mama Celeste pizzas that if you microwave them for like 10 seconds too long, it's a rubber disc. But I'd still eat it.
Oh, 100%, because it came with that little that crisper. It's like, put it on the bottom.
That didn't do anything. Crisp.
It would taste exactly the same if you just put it on a plate.
Yeah.
Put it in the microwave.
It probably was better on the plate.
The Mama Celeste's, I swear to God, that... Mama Celeste helped bring me up Like, oh, yeah. We used to get tons of Model Celeste. The little things.
They're like $1 each.
Yeah, $1 each. Yeah. You throw them in. It's perfect. The Supreme. Those are definitely still around. 100%.
I need to get one of those. Because growing up, yeah, we are freezing. Because especially when you're like a high
school. I might get a Mama Celeste pizza before I go home.
It's a good. But
you can't get one. Because it'll be like 10 for 10.
I know.
It'll be like 10 for 10. I don't even know if I have space in that in my freezer. But
yeah, I mean, those you had to be careful with because the middle would still be cold. The outside would be like burnt. But like, yeah, our freezer would be, especially when you have like a high school like boy in the house
and just
eating nonstop.
Oh my god, dude. I used to eat like a pack of Eggo waffles like in a sitting.
Oh yeah.
I could Eggos. Eat it in a sitting.
I like the
blueberry. I used to love those in so many ways. I used to make my Eggo waffles with a little butter and then cinnamon. I would put cinnamon sugar on top.
Nice.
Sprinkle that. That was pretty good.
We might hear some barking in a second.
Syrup on it. And I would also make peanut butter and jelly.
I warned you
with
guys.
Those. But this is probably a good time to take a break anyway. Yeah. All right, and we are back. Do you want to do food news? Do you think we have enough time to do our food news segment?
Let's bust on this food news.
All right, let's bust out our food news. We were talking a lot about food this episode, we know, but we love food.
It's a major theme.
Everybody loves food. So why don't we just keep talking about food
a
little bit? But we're just going to give you a little bit of food news coming to you from around the world.
Food news!
The first, I know a lot of people saw this and a lot of people were talking about this on social media and stuff, but a guy, I think it was last week, he tweeted having bagels that were sliced instead of, you know, your traditional slice through the middle of the bagel.
Yeah.
And
or through the side.
Yeah, through the side of the bagel. It was just sliced across the top. In like several slices, so there's basically like bagel chips kind of situation that you're getting.
I just learned about this a couple minutes ago when Justin told me about the story, and I felt physically ill hearing about that.
Yeah, and apparently this is maybe a St. Louis thing because like any Panera Bread across the country, if you request this, they'll do it, and they have to do it. And a lot of people don't know Panera Bread is based out of St. Louis. It used to be called the St. Louis Bread Company. And still in St. Louis, it's called the St. Louis Bread Company. But outside of St. Louis area, it's Panera Bread.
I thought Panera started
But apparently this is a very St. Louis thing.
Please slice my bagel like an asshole.
Well, they're like, you can dip it into your cream cheese.
No, how do you toast it?
You toast it like you...
Did that? Toast. Oh, they toast it and then they slice it like that?
No, they slice it and then toast it like little chips.
They pop it in like an air fryer.
Have you ever had bagel chips, though? That is a thing.
Yeah, bagel chips are great. But you're not going to get the crisps and thinness of that.
He gets this all the time, whatever this person was that tweeted this out.
I like, the only time I like my bagel cut down the middle like that is at Dunkin' Donuts when I get like a bagel sandwich.
Wait, say that
one like more one time? Slice down the sandwich style.
Yeah,
only on like an egg sandwich.
Yeah, something. No, that's really pissed. This thing pissed off a lot of people. There's a few as people well from should. Like St. Louis area. They're like, no, this is the thing. But no, it looked like America was really shitting on it.
But see, that reminds me a lot of how the dog wears pants picture.
I don't know what you're
talking about. So it's like, does the dog wear the pants on the back of it? Or like on the like...
Truth. If anybody doesn't know...
Google that picture. What
Kevin is talking about, dog wears pants. Like, does the dog wear pants on all four of its legs and it just covering the bottom half of its body? Or does the dog wear pants where it covers the back two legs?
The back
and
two legs.
Then the buttocks.
I'm more privy to the first picture. Like, I'd like to think a dog would wear pants.
I don't think either of those work, and that's why dogs don't wear pants, personally. Keeping with our food news segment that we're doing right now.
Oh my god, this person put pants on a dog. It's a real dog.
Oh wow. That dog looks super unhappy.
It looks miserable. It looks so small.
Kevin, did you know that milk coke is a thing?
Milk coke? Like milk cocaine?
Yeah. No, milk coke. Like milk in... milk in Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Not cocaine. Jesus Christ. This is a food segment.
I did not know that. That sounds awful.
Well, apparently this is a thing that some people do. A bizarre drink pairing of soda and milk has divided opinion on social media. James Felton, a comedy writer, recently shared the existence of milk coke on Twitter, pointing out...
His name is awful.
He points out that it's popular in Birmingham, which my girlfriend is from Birmingham. I've never heard of this.
I don't think that's real.
Ever. What? I don't think it's real.
Did they specify a ratio of milk to coke or just...
There aren't any ratios in this.
Do we have to assume it's 50-50?
It's like an Arnold Palmer. People say Arnold Palmer all the time, but people don't really know the ratios to an Arnold Palmer.
That's true. People don't understand the ratio to an Arnold Palmer.
You have to have more tea than lemonade.
But the people tend, I feel like, to do way more lemonade than tea because they just want sweet drink.
Yeah, it's bad. It should be 70-30.
It should be, 70-30.
70% iced tea, 30% lemonade. That's a proper Arnold Palmer. But...
See, if you gave that ratio to milk coke, I think I might not throw up when I drank it.
Well, they're saying that like the mixture of milk and coke kind of has
a
coke float type feel to it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking with that. But too much milk or too much coke really.
This sounds like a stomach ache.
Yeah, it does.
Sticking with.
And then is it whole milk or 2%?
I have no idea. Sticking with our food news segment.
Heavy whipping cream.
Applebee's is now serving $1 strawberry margaritas with Twizzlers as straws all month long for Applebee's. I know we have a lot of Applebee's lovers out there. One of my best friends growing up loves Applebee's.
I have my own issues.
Used to be doing the $1 margaritas and everything, and now they're serving them with Twizzlers as straws, but not only... Will this get you a cheap drunk? You're also saving the environment because
that's
everything
true.
That's going around nowadays
yeah.
is get rid of the plastic straws.
Get rid of the plastic straws.
There's
just
nothing
a bunch
better and nothing more disposable than a Twizzler as a straw.
I actually hate licorice. I do not like Twizzlers.
I fucking hate licorice as well.
But I agree with the getting rid of straw. We just bought a bunch of metal straws off Amazon.
It's a pull and peel Twizzlers.
Oh, I like that even less than the regular.
Oh my God.
Even less.
I digress. What were you saying?
Anyway, yeah, get rid of the straws. They have a great pack of metal straws on Amazon that come with rubber tips and all different sizes and curvatures.
And if you're going to use alternate straws, get metal straws. Do not
get the metal
fucking paper straws.
Yeah, they're super. They're dishwasher.
Do not get fucking paper straws because paper straws, you're just transferring the issues of the environment from animals dying because of plastic straws than too many trees being used up for paper straws.
Yeah.
That also doesn't work. Get yourself a good metal straw. I don't even really like straws that much, to be perfectly honest with you.
See, I have to use paper straws at certain points in my
life. Because you have canker sore issues.
Because I get canker sores when I eat.
Drinking beer out of a can out of a straw for a month.
That was the worst canker sore I've ever had in my entire life. That was a big... See, that's a whole different story because I was using this mouthwash that was supposed to help with canker sores, but it had a chemical in it that apparently if you're susceptible to canker sores can actually make them worse. And I was using it for a week and it actually just made it 10 times worse.
Jesus Christ.
So that's why I was drinking it. But get the metal straws.
Get yourself some metal straws.
Yeah.
Last item on our food news topic this week, and I know this is a little bit of a departure from strictly food news. And I hope everybody out there is enjoying our food, pretty much podcast, this whole podcast.
Foodcast.
A man choked a cashier for bagging groceries wrong and smashing his chips.
Apparently. Yeah.
This happened right in New Cumberland, PA, which is a suburb outside of Philadelphia. And I'm not actually totally sure of that. But basically, there was a man, Bradley A. Bauer, who was in the checkout line at the Giant food store in New Cumberland just recently, actually. And the barber asked the cashier to stop bagging his groceries and allegedly told the cashier, "Do you have a problem with me? Because I have a problem with you."
That is such an awesome way to start.
This happened after the cashier put canned goods in the same grocery bag as potato chips, smashing the chips.
Rookie move, according to the police.
And that, well, according to this whole statement, the cashier thought Bauer was kidding and was like, "Oh, do you have a problem?" And then that's apparently when Bauer, who was 6 foot tall, weighing 250 pounds, flipped.
It's a big guy.
Really set off his switch and grabbed the employee by the neck and shouted, "You idiot!" And kept like shaking his like freaking neck or
Bart
like,
Simpson style
until employees stepped in to separate.
This is why people say I'm paranoid and stuff. It's like you cannot, like, road rage, all that stuff. You cannot. People nowadays are wound up so tight. You do not know what you're gonna do to just put someone absolutely over the edge. Everyone nowadays, everyone's got bills.
It does seem like
everybody's debt.
Just pissed off now.
Everyone's pissed off. Everyone's in debt. Everyone's like just looking for that. Everyone's on the edge. This guy just strangling the cashier is probably like a college kid or whatever. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot. You just got to be careful. That's the problem.
You do have to be careful.
Because this dude's probably bagging groceries, probably half paying attention. The guy says something. He probably just customer service, like, "Ha ha, what?" And next thing you know, right, he's getting choked out by some 250-pound, 6-foot dude.
The police do say that the man who choked out the cashier knew he was in the wrong and said he was having a bad day, and the chips being smashed just sent him over the edge.
"Do you have a problem with me? Because I got a problem."
It's like, "Do you have a problem with me? Because I have a problem with you." I wouldn't.
That's
know
pretty
how,
epic.
If anybody said that to me, I'm like up in my face. I wouldn't even know how to react to that. I guess it would depend on how bigger or smaller they were than me.
That's the thing. The dude's probably not paying. You know, he's probably zoned out. He's bagging groceries for the 900th
time.
He's probably,
been bagging groceries. Right.
He's
like,
he's just listening to this guy.
And hears corny-ass jokes all day.
Right, yeah.
Oh, shit.
"Am I going to get a refund for all those stupid jokes?" Like, yeah. "Oh, if you forget to..." What is it? Like, "If you forget to ring it up, I get it for free,
paper,
right?
Or plastic."
Oh, God. Yeah.
Just
if you're one of those
shit,
people out there,
like,
just
that,
don't do it.
Yes, just stop it.
That person's heard that joke 900 times.
Get that Michael Jackson gift. Stop. Get some help. What are you doing?
Yeah, be careful out there, people. Seriously.
That did get me thinking, though. What thing that you see at the grocery store pisses you off and, like, annoys you the most?
At the grocery store?
Yeah, like, as far as, like, people's behavior or something that happens in the grocery store. That when you go and it's generally something that, like, annoys you.
Self-checkout line when there's a huge line and someone just like pops up to it as if like they're like they just magically walked up with no line.
And they act like they don't fucking see everybody else waiting in this aisle.
Right.
Blocking several items, maybe toilet paper or paper towels and stuff.
Nah. And I'm always like, hey, there's the lines back there.
Right.
Well, I only do that if I'm like the next person. Because, like, there's always those people that don't want to say anything. No, I'll say something. Sometimes those self-checkout lines, especially by the Safeway out your way where I used to live, that will be all the way to the back of the freaking aisle back there. And people, like, magically, like, oh.
People just, like, pop in. That's a good one.
What about you?
You have one that makes you mad? Something that annoys me the most.
Maybe just aggressive shopping cart people, too.
Well, you know what actually annoys me the most is people that go to the deli and get fucking pounds and pounds of meat and all this shit.
Nine different lunch
meats. I'm like, are you kidding me? What is going on? And I'm like, I'm just trying to get like, I literally just want like a half pound of like turkey.
I want like a scoop of chicken salad, please.
And somebody else gets million things.
The people behind the deli take their time, too.
Yeah.
They're in
no
rush.
It's a process. Oh, because they know they have all the power.
Oh, yeah.
What are they rushing for?
They've got all
the power. Nobody, as soon as you put your order in from the deli at the grocery store, you know your life is given up to them. There's nothing you can do. You can't hop that counter.
No.
It's too big. It's got the glass perforation there full of all the different types of, you know, turkeys and chickens and hams that you could get.
I never even thought about that power dynamic until you just mentioned that before. There is a true.
Once you put that order in, you're at like, you can yell at them, but what, they don't fucking have to do anything.
If they'll accidentally put your half pound as, like, 3/4 of a pound. You gotta pay, like,
right, exactly.
$4 more.
They got that weight thing back there. They don't know what the fuck you're getting.
Oh, and then you get the... Oh, it's at... I asked for a half pound. It's at 0.56 of a pound. Like, oh, God. They gotta take off, like, half a piece of turkey.
Yeah, it's a whole fucking thing. So that's my thing that kind of pisses me off the most at grocery stores. I'm sure I could think of some several others, but I can't really do it off the top of my head. We don't know why I didn't think of it when I came up with a question earlier today.
Grocery stores are out of date.
Grocery stores are out of date as fuck.
Yeah, we really need to upgrade that.
We're at our hour, usually where we try to cut it short, but we still haven't hit our grind, our gear segment. So you know what, Kevin? Let's do what grinds our gears this week. All right, and this is our Grind Our Gear segment that we do at the end of every show, every week. It is something that is really getting on our nerves, or it's getting under our crawl, is really bothering us, that we like to just vent about, that we like to just spill our guts about to all of y'all to see what's really pissing us off and to just let it out, because it usually makes us feel better. It's kind of like us going to shrink or something like that. Yes. A little bit. So would you like to go first this week, Kevin, or would you like me to go?
I think, I don't remember who went last week.
Me neither. That's why I asked you.
I'll go first because mine's going to be less. All right. My grind, my gear is people asking, your coworkers asking how your weekend was on a Monday. First of all, it's a stupid question because I can't tell you actually how my weekend was. Because I can't tell you what kind of debauchery I was into. I can't tell you that I laid all day on the couch on Saturday because I imbibed too much on Friday night. And I was watching Turn Up Charlie all day. I can't say any of that because I have to act professional. And until we completely change the corporate culture or you work in like some kind of like loosey-goosey place where I'm just allowed to say all that stuff. It's just a ridiculous question and I don't like it. It makes me angry and everyone's all bummed out on Monday anyway. Just be like, hey, how's it going? That's what I do. That's what I do when I see a hey, how's it going? Because then otherwise it's like, went by too fast, or, you know, you get all those, like, I wish it was long. I don't like it. I don't like that small talk.
Right, right. You should get a job where I work, because we're all cool with spilling debauchery and we curse a lot.
Yeah, I guess I can't do that.
We need an IT person. But there's very little jobs that you could actually do that and have that freedom. To really spill. I totally get that. Like, I hate when people are like, what did you do this weekend? And I can't even say it on this necessarily podcast.
Right, we can't.
Because I'm pretty sure my parents are listening. Right. But I totally get what you mean.
That's what I say.
I totally get what you mean, actually. You're like, and they don't fucking care anyway.
Really just broke down and started talking about it, no one would really care. But it's like, or they're really that one person, you know, the Karen of the office that'd be like, why telling everybody or whatever?
Right, right, exactly. Yeah. It's like, do you really want to know everything about my fucking weekend? Do you really want, like, do you care? No, you don't fucking care.
And there's always
some bullshit small talk, but you have to do that kind of bullshit talk in the office. I get it.
There's always there's always like a few people, you know, I've got a couple cool people at the office that we kind of like hit, but we're not there yet. You know what I mean? Like, we kind of like hint. Like, and then it's like,
no,
but it's like,
I get that.
You know, it is, it's one of those things. It's tough out there.
I get that, and I feel you all the way. Now, my, I wasn't being sarcastic. It
sounded real sarcastic.
I wasn't being sarcastic. I'm just trying to move the show along here. My gears this week is, well, I just noticed, and this has to do a little bit with, like, the March Madness thing going on. Obviously, it's the March Madness NCAA tournament just happened. And there's the men's and the women's brackets that happen on each side for NCAA women's and men's basketball. But something really struck me, and I guess I've noticed this over the years, but I just never really thought about it. But something struck me when they were promoting the two events on TV. And just how the commercials kind of went. When they're talking about the men's, and this kind of goes to all sports, whether or not it's just specifically the NCAA women's and men's type of stuff. But it goes into everything when you're talking about men's sports, women's sports, when they're promoting these things on TV, the type of music that's used as the background music boggles my mind. So when they like promote the men's tournament or any men's sport or something, it's like hip hop. It's like, yeah, well, I'm balling, I'm doing it, like whatever and stuff. And it's just like, yo, we got swag. It's like we're tearing it up. Like we're men playing our sports. Blah blah blah. But whenever they play commercials for women's sports, it's always just absurd. It's always like, we can inspire, we can do it, everybody come. Like, it's always this, like, super, like, borderline, like, Christian rock, like, inspirational, like, music.
Yeah, and I just never understood. It's kind of condescending if you really think about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, we try to fight for these, like, type of equality type things and promote even though there's differences, but there's still stuff to be loved about either game. But when you kind of put it into those contexts like that, I don't know, it just seems corny
to me. It's pretty corny. Like, I also never noticed this before.
Like, why can't you just put like a Cardi B song for the women's, like, bringing up Cardi B now stuff? No, whatever.
I also don't care about
that. That was just a general person. I get what you're saying, yeah. Why can't you just have like Young M.A., who was like a rapper who, like, in 2017, I was like one of her, like,
yeah,
biggest shoes. But like, I just don't get why the women's music has to be this, like, we can do it. This has to be inspirational for the NCAA tournament. But for the NCAA men's tournament, we can just have like a Drake song or like Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
or
that's
something like
that. That's a really good point.
And I never understood why that happened. And it still, it just like annoys me.
I'm, yeah, like, well, I mean,
the only music that defines women isn't like inspirational music. They're into the same shit. You can have a Calvin Harris song or like something like that. Or you can have like, I don't know, something that doesn't have to be like, we can do it. Let's fight through this.
Is that
like,
what the song is? It's really just tied
general.
To that song.
It's general. It's general.
Just generic.
Generic. Listen to watch one of the commercials. You'll be like,
I believe you.
That will be your impression.
It's funny because I didn't notice that personally, but I 100% believe what you're saying because I could totally see. I mean, it's just like the code words that they have for NFL dudes, you know, the gym rat versus the athletic player type
thing. Oh, yeah.
Like, there's all kinds of stuff like that.
It's a white running back who's 5'10 and he's scrappy.
He's scrappy. Real gym rat.
Real gym rat. He's got a high motor. Yeah. And it's a 5'10 black running back. It's like, well, he's shifty. Yeah, he's real quick. Like, it's just stupid.
Real athletic play.
So fucking stupid.
It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
It's so funny. That's why whenever I do player comparisons or whatever, this comes up in basketball a lot whenever I'm talking to somebody that's like a nerd about NBA. Mm-hmm. And when you compare players, I always try to compare players to the opposite race.
That's a good idea.
Because I just think it's funny. We're like, everybody is, when anybody talks about like a white sports
player, that
was an
intelligent play.
Always compare him to like a white player, especially in basketball.
Oh, really?
And see, basketball, I've not been, yeah, I don't, in basketball,
I don't follow basketball either.
They're just, every white player is just like any other white player, even though they're so different.
Oh, wow.
It is just funny how that happens. And they never cross compare like to race. Like, it's never really done like the types of games, even though a black guy might have the same game as like an older, like a white person from the past or vice versa or something like that. The white person's always compared to another white basketball player, and the
right,
black person's
right,
always
right.
compared to another black player.
It is weird. It's weird. It's all weird how that goes on.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is that? Like, what is that?
I don't know. We probably just don't have enough time to really delve into that, nor are we experts.
Let's delve into that.
But that shit pisses me off. And hey, the next time I see a fucking NCAA women's basketball bracket, I want that shit to have Cardi B. That's all I'm saying. I don't give a fuck what you say, Kevin.
Thread last.
And that is going to do it for us this week. Thank you, everybody, for sticking with us through this whole thing of nonsense and shenanigans. We really hope you enjoyed the episode this week. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe to us on all the podcast platforms, and follow us at LadsThread on Instagram, at LadsThread on Twitter. Kevin, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Shoot us your Hall of Fame snacks / other snacks, and tell us why you don't watch the women's double NCAA.
I didn't say that's why I didn't watch that shit.
We can do this.
I love women's basketball. It's a pure form of basketball.
We can overcome.
But for Kevin O'Connor, I am Justin O'Connor.
Justin O'Dorsey. I like it.
For the ThreadLadz podcast, thank you everybody so much, and we will talk to y'all next week.
ThreadLadz.